Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Welcome to another episode of Discovered Wordsmiths. This is the host, Stephen. I hope you've come with me and enjoyed the episodes we've had so far. It's been 6 months, and that pretty much astounds me that there are that many new authors that want to and need to get out there, get heard, and would like to discuss their books. If you have not checked out the authors we have interviewed, if you have not checked out the previous episodes, check out the authors, check out the books. On the website, I've tried to categorize them as to what style and genre the writer's books are. So look for the books that you like. Let these authors know you like their books. Give them some reviews. These authors work just as hard as other authors that you may see in the stores, but they aren't as known. That's why I started this podcast. Now, you may notice that my latest episodes are in two parts. The last one I had with Penny Appleton, or Jackie Penn, is in two parts. The first part is the interview, just like I've done, where I talk to the author, find out about them, find out about their book. And this is great for readers. So check out part A. Part B is the same author, but this time we sit and discuss a topic that is of interest to other writers, not necessarily readers. So I've broken it into two parts this way, and I'm addressing the needs of two different groups. Now, I know most writers are also readers, so that may be of interest to you, A and B. But if you're just a reader, check out the A. And upcoming future episodes with other writers, we're doing the same thing. And it's an interesting conversation because new authors sometimes think that their problems are just for them, but lots of new authors have the same problems. That's what we're going to be talking about, discussing, trying to help other new authors, other writers out there. So check it out. I've got several episodes in the can, as they say, ready to go. And I've got a few more coming up. So it should be nonstop every week an episode. Now, me personally, as I mentioned before, I have book one of Town Magician out. It's done. It's out there. People have been reading it. I feel great. I have a lot of short stories to go with that, and book two is about to come out. I've been working on a few things and got a little sidetracked. I've got a sequel to book one that's a novella that I want to get out before book two. So I really think book two is coming out before Christmas still. I guess that's one of the benefits and problems of being an independent self-published author is you can release whenever you want. But that doesn't always mean you know exactly when it's coming out. So I apologize. But look for that. The sequel novella to book one and the book two with a few more short stories should be out soon. Each book, each story I've written, I have writing lessons and activities for kids, for parents that are homeschooling, or for teachers that have a writing class or a writing group. I'm trying to get a comprehensive look at helping kids write, from everything from their imagination to the grammar and editing, the story, the plot line, the characters, and various lessons and things to learn and focus on with writing. I don't want to overwhelm them. I don't want them to feel bored. That's a challenge. But if you check out each of my stories and you check out the books, at the back, there are words to know and writing exercises or prompts for future stories. So check that out. There's more coming. Also, right now, I am working on my Christmas story. I may have mentioned before, every year I write a story for my kids. And lately, it's been a group of kids that is based on my kids. Think of it as the Scooby-Doo gang that hunts Bigfoot. I'm working on the current one for my family this year. It is fun. It's a little humorous, a little more dark, but each of these stories I've written for them has built and gotten bigger and better as my writing has gotten better. I do hope to revisit the whole series, and it's something I would like to release in the future. So I've got to finish Town Magician, and I've got the Martin and James stuff, and then I will be coming out with the Oddish Questers and probably some more Town Magician and some more Martin and James. I'm going to be cycling through these three series for a while. Also, I'm working on getting my first bookstore visit video up with another author. And this happens to be my son, Colin, with a local bookstore by where we live at Kent State called Last Exit Books. I've got plans for several more. I've talked to several other authors. So I will putting these videos up, showing you what the bookstores look like, checking them out. I do have some already on the website, but without videos. So this is an additional thing that I'm adding to that. And last, I am working on a project that I'm calling the Bookstore Project. And I'm getting several different authors involved. And basically, we are trying to help bookstores and help each other by offering our books in the bookstore. And the bookstore owner, they're donated to him or she that they can sell, however. But we also want to help promote the authors to get people to see these authors, which is why we're doing it. It helps bookstores, it helps authors. So I will be linking to the Bookstore Project website, which is sparse right now. It's going to get a little more coming to it. But if you are in an area where we have a bookstore that is showing these books, it would be great if you stopped in, at least checked them out. So keep an eye on that. I will create links. So there you go. Short and sweet episode. Wanted to catch you up. Please check out the latest interview and discussion I had with Penny Appleton, who is actually Jackie Penn. That's Joanna Penn's mother. Great time. And then I've got several others coming up with authors and with discussions on topics of interest to them. So exciting changes for the podcast, and I think it's going to get better from here. So since this is the beginning of Christmas season, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. I look forward to the new year with lots more books, lots more authors for us to read and check out. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.